Tamil Lebanese and migrated to the United States of America 14 years ago. And I may add here that immigrants from one to another and from country to another, their experiences would vary. Unfortunately, we're gathered today to speak about the inhumanity happening in our country. Tonight, we are having a vigil to tell the world that we refuse what our government leaders are doing in our names and to the human rights. I was asked today to talk about the travel ban and the Muslim countries ban. And as I was putting my words and thoughts together, I found it necessary to speak about the inhumanity happening at our borders first. Both issues are as important and close to my heart and cannot be separated from each other. There are families now, at this moment, suffering from trauma after the separation and abuse due to leaders' orders in our country. In fact, there are more children held in cages until this moment. This past Wednesday, ACLU filed a lawsuit on behalf of Angelica Rebecca Gonzalez Garcia. She is a Guatemalan. This mother was separated from her 7 years old daughter in May. A few days ago, her daughter celebrated her birthday away from her mother. She had fever, cough, conjunctivitis. She was hit by another kid and had bruises on her face while she was away from her mother. When your daughter or child is sick, has fever, doesn't feel right, it's not his day. What would you do for them? Do you hug them? Do you kiss them? Do you give them medication, snuggles, love? This daughter wasn't able to get any. This mom wasn't able to give anything to her daughter. What are we waiting for? The travel ban was passed a few days ago. And the main reason is for the danger and unsafety that people from these countries can bring to the United States. So we were told. The government considered people who are fleeing from these seven countries terrorists. Do you see the terror that was left on these kids? Who is the terrorist? What differentiates separation from these terrorists coming from these countries? These children are gonna carry this harm and trauma with them for the rest of their lives. When Angelica Garcia was telling her story and how her daughter was taken away from her, she said that the police who is taking her daughter asked her if they celebrate Mother's Day in their country, and she said yes. He then replied in a sarcastic way, "Have a happy Mother's Day then." Is this who we are? Or is this who we want to be? What are we telling our children? And how can we hold the flag and be proud of it and don't kneel when this law is discriminating humanity in the name of this flag and country? These families did not choose to be refugees. These families were forced to leave their country, cross borders, walk for months and miles to find a safer place for them and their children. They did not ask for anything but to keep their kids in a safe place and with them, not to be separated in the most inhuman and barbaric way. This past Tuesday, the Supreme Court had passed a law banning some Muslim countries from entering the United States. And as we all know, and sure about, this list will grow larger until the United States will be isolated from the rest of the world. In my Islamic belief and other God-sent scriptures, we were told that Adam and Eve descended to earth and did not mention any location or borders. God had asked them then and every human thereafter to do good and spread peace and harmony among all. He did not say, he did not say, live in the United States and don't let people in. Good and evil come from within us and not from any physical borders or lands. We are a nation that strives to be decent and raise our children to do well and care about all, human, animals, and environment. We are like a rose garden, young and old, all colors and shapes, who live on this wonderful land and give the world the best of us, which is respect and dignity. Tonight, I ask all of you to get more involved and active by donating, calling, volunteering, and by voting for the candidate who represents your values.